The five Olympic rings are used to represent the five continents of the world: Africa, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. The Celts have played in all of these locations at least once. This latest podcast tells the stories of the boys' first visits to these places. Of course, the first continent in which Celtic played was Europe. The club's playing experiences began in Glasgow's East End in May 1888 with a 5-2 win over the side that would become their great rivals, Rangers. However, football was not simply a Scottish affair. Celtic's first experience of this involved English team Mitchell St George's, who came to Celtic Park on Hogmanay 1888 and lost 7-1. By the following February, Celtic were ready to play outside of Scotland. They went to the Oval in London, now more famous as a cricket venue, and lost 3-1 to Corinthians. The next month saw the Celts enjoy their first victory outside Scotland with a 4-3 scoreline against Newcastle West End at St James's Park. Although formed by Irishmen, Celtic did not go back to the land of their birth until April 1889. On that occasion, the boys twice played in Belfast, beating Distillery and then United Belfast. For the first 16 years of playing existence, the Celts had stayed in Scotland, England and Ireland. There would be no Welsh experience until the 1990s, when Celtic beat Inter Cabletel in the UEFA Cup. 1904 saw the boys' first continental European tour. They went to Austria and Bohemia, playing 3 games and winning them all. In subsequent years, Celtic again looked out their passports, also going to places such as France, Germany, Hungary and elsewhere, including in the lead-up to the World War I. Since the early days, European football has changed beyond all recognition and become a central part of the club's existence. Instead of travelling by boat for weeks-long tournaments, instead, air travel has allowed the development of continent-wide competitions, most famously that brought Celtic glory in 1967. In terms of the Americas, Celtic made the first such journey in 1931. At the end of the 1930-31 season, the boys travelled to USA and Canada for a 13-match tour. They took with them a very special guest, the Scottish Cup. It proved to be a memorable, controversial and often tragic trip. Celtic won 10 of the matches and had different first club experiences, including playing in Detroit under floodlights, almost 3 decades before these would be installed at Celtic Park. However, there were also various games that involved violence, broken jaws, sendings off, and even a police escort to safely escape one ground. There was also tragedy later in 1931, with John Thomson dying on the pitch, and Peter Scarfe being diagnosed with tuberculosis, which would kill him. Since then, Celtic have returned to North America on numerous occasions for tours and one-off friendly fixtures. Geographers, though, would state that the Americas is not one but 2 continents, splitting it into North and South. Even in this case, the Celts have still made appearances in both parts. The club's first South American visit is notorious in Celtic history. In 1967, the boys of course celebrated winning the European Cup. This victory gave them entry to that season's Intercontinental Cup, which paired the top teams in Europe and the Americas. Celtic faced Racing Club of Argentina and enjoyed a 1-0 win at Hampden. But the South Americans' on-pitch violence gave just a hint of what was to come. The return leg was another brutal affair and ended 2-1 to the home side, meaning a deciding tie was needed in the days before away goals were used. For this third game, FIFA decreed that it would take place in Montevideo in Uruguay. It proved to be a farce. Celtic lost 1-0, but the main story was the on-pitch fighting that saw 6 sendings off, including 4 for Celtic, although Bertie Auld refused to leave the pitch. Celtic have also played in Central America, under much less controversial circumstances. In 1968, the boys' overseas tour included a match at the world-famous Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. The Celts struggled in the stifling heat and fell to a 3-2 defeat. The next continent to be crossed off Celtic's destination list was Asia. In 1977, the boys travelled to Singapore following a very successful season where they finished as league and Scottish Cup holders. The purpose of the journey was to play in the World of Soccer Cup, firstly held in Singapore. Playing in the Singapore National Stadium, Celtic enjoyed a comfortable 5-0 win over a Singapore 11, watched by a huge crowd who were excited by the chance to see the European visitors. The next match was much more challenging, and the Hoops lost 3-1 to Red Star Belgrade. Bobby Lennox scored a late penalty, which was little more than a consolation. In reality, the whole tour had been overshadowed by Kenny Dalglish refusing to travel, with a move to Liverpool seeming to be on the cards. Since then, Celtic have had other Asian links. There have been further matches played in places such as Japan, and various iconic Asian players have starred for the Celts, including Shunsuke Nakamura, Kyogo Furuhashi, and Daizan Maeda. Also, in 1979, the Chinese national team were defeated 6-1 at Celtic Park by the boys. Celtic's 1977 travels did not just include Asia, it involved Oceania too. The World of Soccer Cup included matches being played in Australia as well. The Hoops played 4 matches in Australia, split evenly across Sydney and Melbourne. Celtic started the Oceania stage of the tour with a 1-1 draw against Red Star Belgrade, before beating Arsenal 3-2. In a match with an Australian 11, there was another 3-2 victory, before the final game, when Celtic gained revenge by beating Red Star 2-0 to be crowned competition winners. Although hardly an important tournament, the World of Soccer Cup was notable as the final trophy won by Jock Stein during his time as Celtic manager. 1977-78 proved to be very unsuccessful for the boys, and so the club's greatest ever boss was out the door, to be replaced by Billy McNeil. As with Asia, the Celts have returned to Australia at different times since the 1970s. There have also been other connections, not least popular manager Ange Postecoglou and players such as Scott McDonald. By the 1980s, Celtic had some African links, but had never yet played on that continent. In 1913, it had been mooted that the club would take part in a joint tour of South Africa with Rangers, but this did not eventually transpire. Another connection came in 1899. That year, Celtic welcomed a team of all-black players from the south of Africa to Celtic Park. That was one stage of a British tour that featured other games in Scotland and numerous examples of racism and ridicule in newspapers towards the visitors. Finally, in 1981, Celtic arranged a fixture in Africa. At the end of the 1980-81 season, when the boys had been crowned champions, there was a visit to Casablanca in Morocco. Celtic faced a Moroccan 11, with 50,000 local fans turning out to see their team, and Scotland's finest too. The boys had a weakened team owing to international matches being on at this time, so the squad included some youth players. An unusual looking Celtic team, wearing yellow shirts, green shorts and yellow socks, took to the field. The game started well for the Celts, who led 1-0 at half-time thanks to a Frank McGarvey goal. However, the extreme warmth and physical nature of the opponents made life difficult. By the end of the match, it finished 2-1 to the hosts. Geographers contend that there are actually 7 continents. Celtic have played them all, except of course Antarctica. Perhaps one day the East End club will head for the South Pole. Although, Hoopy the Huddle Penguin doesn't quite have the same ring to it. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.